So basically, the point is that, you know, the old IFB, they're always praying for revival. But then when revival comes, they get mad about it because they don't like the fact that it's a little different than the way they preach, or a little different than some of their end times beliefs or something like that. Or they're too hung up on these secondary doctrines to realize that God's doing a great soul-winning work, that there's a great movement that's reaching young people with the gospel, and it's the King James Bible, it's the old-fashioned hymns, it's the gospel, it's door-to-door soul-winning, it's everything that they claim to love. But because they have their little pet Fox News Republican Party doctrines that they don't want to let go of, they don't want the revival. So they want to stay dead, us four no more, high steeple, few people, everybody's got gray hair. They're happy with that because they don't want the revival. And you know what? What kind of a prayer is that? When you say, oh, God, send revival. I mean, do you really think that God just every once in a while just says, like, yeah, I think I'll send revival. Yeah, just keep begging me. Keep begging me and maybe I'll send it. Keep asking and I'll do it. What does that even mean? It's nonsense is what it is. Okay, I'll tell you what. God is ready to send revival at any moment. As soon as we go out and start knocking the doors, preaching the gospel, preaching hard on sin, getting up and crying aloud, sparing not, preaching from the housetops, taking the missions trips, knocking on the doors, being bold with the word of God, revival is ready at every moment. It's sort of like a faucet. You know, you don't have to turn on the faucet and all of a sudden the water company's like, all right, let's send some water over to that house. The water's already there. The water's there all the time. The second you turn the faucet, if you turn a faucet and nothing comes out, it's like, and then water starts coming out, something's wrong. It's supposed to be you walk up, you turn on the second you turn the faucet, it's like, right? That's how revival is. The second that you actually start doing something for God and actually start obeying the word of God and preaching and soul winning, you know what? The power comes. The water comes. The doctrines and the blessings begin to flow, all right? This thing of just, oh, please. It's like they're standing in front of the faucet. Oh, God, give us water in the tap. Oh, God, give us water in the tap. Oh, Lord, please let water come into the sink. And then basically, you know, one of us walks up and just turns on the faucet. And it comes out like a fire hose, and they get sprayed, and they're like, ah! That's not what I meant. I only wanted a little water out of the tap. We're turning on like a fire hose. We love it.